You're listening to Business First Responders, where danger is averted and success is imminent. Suzanne Johns, 42 years making millionaires. Jake Jordan, content and SEO expert. Conrad Arambidi III, 20-year commercial real estate banker. Sales and communication expert, Jay Mamie. Meet the Business First Responders at your service. Let's go.
Well, this is Business First Responders. I'm Suzanne Johns. I'm here with Jake Jordan and Jay Mamie, and we're going to talk about something today that ought to just scare the pants off of you. If you've got it, flaunt it. While others are retracting and withdrawing in their businesses, I want you to be ostentatious and bold. So now is time for you to be real and stand out from the crowd. So what are you going to do that? So I guess the first thing is you need to set your intention. What is it I'm going to do and I'm going to do differently? And then I've got to be transparent about it. So if you are going to fall on your face, which I do that on occasion, actually I do it often. I just make sure everybody knows that's what's going on. And I blew it on that one. I'm just being real and transparent. So your customers understand that. They're human. And so they don't have a problem with it at all. And they won't fault you for it. So instead of being all those that are fearful and sitting back and watching, nothing happens when you sit back and watch. You're going to have to be the one that takes action. So what do you think?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. Playing it safe never got anybody anywhere.
You cannot keep your foot on second base and score the run.
You can't. You can't. And you know, if you are playing it so safe and so concerned about public opinion, and you should be concerned about public opinion in the sense of doing something that's not going to tarnish your brand, but in terms of being thought of as someone who is silly or bold or crazy, you know, sometimes that can work in your favor, mm-hmm. right? People like to be around people who are excited about something and aren't afraid to show it.
Right.
You know, if you light somebody on fire, people will come and watch you burn.
Well, now that's a special thought.
that's bold.
yes, it is. Oh, my God.
But listen, I tell you, I saw the other day I was driving on a highway and I saw a guy hanging out. You've probably seen these guys. They hang out in the corner. They hold a sign up to the building, to the store. Right? Now, most business owners would say, I would never do that because it almost gives you this sense of demeaning your business, or not demeaning business, but sort of reducing the credibility. If you've got someone standing out in a corner with a sign, a billboard sign that says, here's my store. Mm-hmm. But I bet you that guy, the owner of that business, was a furniture store, probably paid that guy 10 bucks an hour and got more visual marketing out of it with all the cars that were driving by in that busy corner than if he would have paid thousands of dollars to some other
to have a billboard.
Media. Yeah. And the guy was funny. He was dancing.
So I know.
He definitely caught the attention. Bold, right?
Yeah.
Bold.
The ones that are out there dancing and having a good time, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to go to the store just because I like the guy that's out there with the sign. That's all the purpose that was marketing.
That's pure marketing.
That is pure marketing.
Bold. So you can't be afraid to try something. You can't be afraid to be ridiculed unless, of course, it does water down or dilute your brand and your credibility, then obviously wisdom has to have a part in that decision. But it's okay to be a little crazy. It's okay to be a little bit, forget outside the box. It's okay to trash the box.
Oh, absolutely. There is no box. You forget about having a box. What do you think, Jake?
Unless you have a box store.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, otherwise trash the box. It's one of those interesting things that I think people misinterpret when they're thinking about be bold. But we're not asking you to do things that make you look like an idiot, right? I can be an idiot all by myself, just being myself. I don't need to go out and do things to look like an idiot, right? But what I do want to do is be me and as high a volume as I can that aligns with me, my passion, my values. And that's enough. That's enough to get out there because when you open up, you know, the opportunity of your true opinions and your true values and your true concepts that you believe in and get behind, when you actually put that out to the world, you attract the type of people that actually want to do business with you. And vanilla is boring. Vanilla works. I love vanilla ice cream. It's great. I had some on 4th of July. But guess what a lot of people do with vanilla? They put other stuff on top of it. Spice it up. They want to make mm-hmm. it more their style, right? So I think it's super important that you know, wisdom, all those sort of things. But I think if you're not trying too hard to be bold, you're just trying to be you as best you can, the boldness comes out.
Right. Absolutely. You need to set, whatever you do, you need to set your intention and put together a path or an itinerary on how you think you're going to achieve that. And if you don't have exactly how you're going to get there, you know what? The most endearing thing you can do with your customers is tell them, I'm not sure how I'm going to do this. This is what I want to achieve. And there's a big picture. I'm not sure how that's going to happen, but I'm going to give it a shot. And you know what? If I can just shoot and as high as possible, I'm still amongst the stars. I've heard that I don't know how many times. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if you make it to the moon. But your customers will be so much more endeared to you if they think, you know what? He's trying to figure it out. And they might even try to help you. That's all, you know, that's the other byproduct. So, you know what? I don't know if I have the right idea on how to get there. This is what I want to get. What do you think? And that way you're getting your customers involved with whatever you're trying to achieve because you've asked for their opinion. Of course, if you ask for it, you'd be able to be willing to take it on whatever it is that they're giving you as far as their opinions. But
local DFW businesses, advertising keeps your businesses front and center in the marketplace. The OBBM network offers targeted reach into the markets you want to dominate. Advertise on the OBBM network for radio, podcast, and television exposure directly where you want it. Area chambers and people groups value knowing service providers they can trust for themselves and trust when giving quality referrals. Advertising strategically is key to successful ROI. Discover what local DFW business advertising on the OBBM network can do for you. Call 214-714-0495 to find out more today. And go to theoffbeatbusiness.com to download your free copy of the Definitive Local Business Digital Media Guide. That's 214-714-0495. Offbeatbusiness.com.
It's interesting. I have two little testimonies that really highlight this whole point of being bold and also engaging your customers. The probably the most unlikeliest profession that you would think, professional or in a profession that you would think could be a stand-up comedian is a CPA.
Oh, right? Yeah. That's right.
So I have a client of mine in New Jersey who... He was funny. He's a CPA with a personality. Can you imagine?
How odd is that?
Right. Go figure. So he was really, really funny. So he went out and he decided that he was going to do stand-up. True story. Because his clients were always telling him, you should be a comedian. You're so funny. Well, he went out and decided to do a gig stand-up, not for the sake of starting a new career, but to do something fun to get his name out there in a very different way from the CPA stigma. But to catch enough interest, to create enough interest that he could pivot those people back to CPA accounting clients. And he did. And so when he would do these gigs, he was really, really funny. He did a lot of the local pubs in South Jersey. He picked up tax clients because they said, you're so funny, I'm going to give you the business. So he saw an increase of like 25, 30% new tax clients. And he's still a comedian.
Oh, that's great.
He still does stand-up comedy on a rotation once a month. And he's seen his increases. He's seen increase in tax clients. But there's another guy who started a podcast who now his business has increased because he started a podcast. So, you know, very different. Podcast has nothing to do with stand-up comedy. But for most people, the idea of doing something like that would scare them. That's bold. Right?
That's right.
And that's because his customers always said, you've got great stories.
That's true.
And so he said, well, if I've got great stories, he just started asking them, if I had a podcast, would you listen in? And they said, sure. And they said, would you tell your friends? Mm-hmm. And they said, sure. Well, guess what? He's picked up some additional business and he's a contractor. So his whole podcast is funny stories about homes and the things he's experienced. So he's picked up referrals and people. Bold, listening to your customers oftentimes will give you a sense of what direction to go in that can tickle that bold experience.
Well, just make sure that, you know, you need to let your customers know that your passion hasn't changed. The player has.
Mm-hmm.
That's you. You're the one that's changed, and you're trying to make a positive change so that you can survive and, you know, come out of this alive on the other side. So that's really important that they understand that you're trying to make those efforts so they can support you and back you in what you're doing. Jake, you've got some information on some of the things you do.
Well, I was just thinking of another one too when Jay was saying that is my pediatrician when I was a kid played guitar. He used to play every Friday and Saturday night. He'd play guitar in this band. And he got famous and he was known as like the rock doctor, right?
Oh, that's great.
I always remember as a kid going, that's super cool. My doctor's the rock doctor. And other kids knew who my doctor was just because it was cool, right? So for me, the important part there is, I think people overthink bold. It's if the more you of yourself and authentic self you can let out, the better it is to help you stand out. Because at the end of the day, there's bold, meaning I'm going to do the things that scare me. And then there's authentic, I'm going to attract the people that I need to be working with.
The more that you're, like you said, the authentic, that's important. But I also need to be transparent so that they can see that my heart. Because mm-hmm. as long as they can see my heart, no matter what I'm doing, I don't care how bold I am trying to be or how different I'm trying to do to be able to bring people back to my original business, as long as you can see my heart and that it's real and that I'm being honest and I have integrity in everything I'm doing, then you will attract the right people and you'll attract far more people by doing that. I'll tell you what, right now we're going to take a quick break and pay some of our sponsors. We'll be right back. I'm Suzanne Johns, and you know, I am turning 65 this summer, and I decided that I'm not going to go out looking old and wrinkly anymore. So I found something that would help me be able to not do that, and that is Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare. It's 100% natural, pH level that is in harmony with your skin, and it acts as an antioxidant in the skin protected. The best part, it's made in USA, and it's manufactured in Fort Worth, so we're local. So I tell you what, if you'd like to feel good about yourself, you could talk to me today, or you could see your plastic surgeon tomorrow. I'm Suzanne Johns with Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare, and if you would like to have the results that I've seen, my number is 972-639-6396. And that's Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare, and the number is 972-639-6396. And we are back. Something I wanted to broach with you guys is I had a little mastermind meeting with several of my mentors that I work with. And when we were presenting, I'm in quite a few different networking groups. And I work with my skincare business, which is Niora. And, you know, everybody knows what skincare is all about. And so you kind of get tuned out when you start talking about that. So I was challenged to flip the script instead of talking straight at them about that particular business, to go back and think of something else that might get them to then work around to where I needed to be with the skincare. So we started with mine. I went back and said, you know, what if you could change the way you look if you went back 10 years ago and did something different? What on earth would that be 10 years ago that you might do to change what you look like today? Mm-hmm. Well, oh my gosh, it might be a skincare regimen. And that was a flipping the script. So now I got them to think about something nostalgic, something that was different. And now there's like, oh, that makes more sense. You can do that with any business. Same thing with Jay and I were talking a second ago. Let's say you got a furniture business and you don't want to go out and, well, I want you to come in and buy my furniture. Well, then maybe you've got that broken chair you've been dealing with, or that squeaky, or all of the wheels fell off of that office chair you have. What are you going to do about something like that? Well, now maybe you might want to come in and check out my furniture. So at least it was flipping the script a little bit to get them to focus on them, and it puts it more in their court. So that's what I mean by flip the script.
Well, I think that's brilliant because one of the things that I've been doing is working with a HR company in Florida, and the owner of the company, she's not had, just to be quite frank, the success that she would have wanted to have in what she specializes in, which is HR compliance.
Wow.
Which is a very dry topic.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's nothing sexy about HR compliance, especially COVID, right?
No.
COVID compliance.
Oh, no.
So I said, why in the world would you want to go in that business now? She says, well, there's COVID compliance. I said, yeah, that's less of a reason people to talk to you.
Exactly.
So but what I asked her was, so now knowing how dry the conversation is, because right. you've been in it for 6 months and she's not having much traction. I said, what could you do that now that you, after being in it for 6 months and learning what doesn't work, if you had to start again 6 months earlier, how would you accommodate? How would you change your approach and your conversations knowing what's ahead the next 6 months?
Right.
Because if you wasted the first 6 months and don't walk away with the learning lesson, chances are the next 6 months you're going to do the same thing. So she realized that what she's doing is in her conversation, because one of the things I focus on is sales psychology, because what you say matters. Her wording was scaring. It's scaring employers.
Yeah.
So the employers don't want to fear. They don't want to have fear instilled in them as a result of having a conversation with you. They want to have peace of mind.
Right.
They don't want to be scared because you're involved in their life. They want to feel like this person's going to help solve problems and bring solutions so I could have peace of mind. So I helped her tweak the words that was words of assurance and calming and soothing, yet we're still talking about HR compliance.
Right.
So now she's revamping. She's having a thought reversal.
Right.
But the only way that she's able to do that is because she's realizing it's whatever she's doing is not working.
Right.
Which has a lot to do with our last podcast.
That's true. But you know, when something's not working, it that is the mother of invention. You know, it forces you to change your perspective. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing, Jake?
Well, so there's a couple things I see in there. And number one is good marketing typically tries to get people to self-discover. So you're not trying to convince anybody of anything. You're just bringing up topics that make people ask themselves questions and understand different perspectives on our current context or current situation, right? And so we're talking about that thought reversal. A lot of times we don't really know where people are coming from. And so if we can give them the opportunity to bring that up, that there becomes a lot of reversal of the way we might have done it in the first place, right? The other thing is in the accountability group that I hold, we have these weekly calls. And some of the best discoveries are done that way. It's versus saying, hey, you didn't do this thing and you said you wanted to do this thing. How can we help you? It was like, hey, what did your week look like? Let's start back on Monday. How did things go? So you start back from where they started. And as they walk through their weeks, they self-discover and go, oh my gosh, on Wednesday, I had this issue. I didn't even realize how much that threw off the whole rest of my week. I think that's actually where the point was. And we go, okay, great. How can we change that? So, you know, whether it's thought reversal or letting others kind of back you into where you need to be, I think it's one of the most powerful things that you can do.
Well, you need to get away from industry norms. That's one of the things that what's always been done is not necessarily what's going to be what you need to do in the future, especially now. Everything has changed and basically spin on its head. So if you are trying to continue to do business the way, and I used to hear this from my grandfather was a farmer. And it was one of those things where you do business the way you've always done business and you do it this way and that's the way it's done and you don't change anything. Well, you know, things evolve. And when we moved into the 21st century, he wasn't ready to do that. And that's where things will pass you by. So you have to be able to change and evolve. And now things change so much, like in a nanosecond. So you really have to be able to change and pivot much quicker than we ever did before. So you have to have that mindset as well. So you need to be able to also individualize your whatever you're doing. So your products and your programs have to be individualized for the people you're selling it to. That's the next pivot that you really have to do. So even though I gave them a different way to come around and get to it, like self-actualize, basically, is what you were talking about, Jake. Now I have to be able to individualize that product or that program so that it's something that once they get around there, it's something they really wanted to have. Oh, yeah, I want that. What do you think?
I think you're right. And I think that part of the nice aspect of speaking to customers, right, and not at customers, is making sure that you relay that message to them, not in sort of an in-your-face proposition, but at the end of the day, that customer, that person that is going to give you money in exchange for your service, not only feeds your family, but becomes family. And if you approach everyone that way, I mean, you wouldn't speak to, you wouldn't speak at a family member. Mm-hmm. I mean, although some people do, right? And some people
do. And you know how well that goes.
Right, right. It doesn't go over too well. But you would think twice before you would speak at someone. And when you speak at someone, there's different words you use. There's different demeanors, there's different facial expressions, as opposed to when you speak to someone. Well, that person that is giving you money, that is creating a livelihood and a lifestyle for you, should have the approach that you are speaking to them, not at them, the same way you would speak to a family member.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll receive the information, the same information, but it's received better because of the technique and the tactic that you're using.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you know, you want people to feel good about doing business with you.
We're going to take a break to support our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At WorkSuites, you get back to work your way. Business addresses, co-working, executive office suites. We really thrive on helping small businesses expand their horizons from simply working out of the home. What's really nice is we're flexible with our terms. We don't require you to sign a lease with us, go month to month, or stay a couple years. You may only need part-time space, you'll have a full kitchen, covered garage access. This is the ideal way to work through transitions in your business and get up to speed quickly. Private offices have dedicated Wi-Fi, furniture, 24/7 access. Call 888-445-9675 and check us out at worksuites.com. Members access all our locations throughout DFW and Houston, a significant advantage for meeting clients on their terms. We won't nickel and dime you. Go to worksuites.com or call 888-445-9675 to schedule your tour. You're going to love it here. 888-445-9675.
You know, Zig Ziglar said it right. If you don't have the path down pat, you don't have it set in stone, fake it till you make it, you know? You need to put on that front. You need to put on that smile. You need to have those happy eyes and fake it till you make it. And guess what? It'll happen. I think before we sign off, I think we have a few seconds. I wanted to say, everybody tells me we're all in this together. You know what? That's not a statement. It's actually, in my opinion, a call to action. So I think you need to make it that way.
Well, I think at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, how could I do more to create this cooperative community of like-minded professionals? Because we're all in this thing together, and the decisions I'm going to make could very well affect your livelihood and your outcome and vice versa. Mm-hmm. That's really the sense of community. I think more than anything, a time like this should draw people together, looking out for each other, watching each other's backs, not stabbing them, right? And not looking for a way to leverage someone else's misfortune as opposed to extending yourself. You know, if somebody falls down, you help them up. You don't step over them.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, we are so glad that you came. This is Business First Responders. I'm here with Jake Jordan, Jay Mamie, and I'm Suzanne Johns. And we will see you on our next episode. We are on the OBBM Network, and you can find us just about everywhere. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Business First Responders on the OBBM Network podcast. Connect with Business First Responders on LinkedIn and Facebook. For guest and sponsor opportunities, call 972-639-6396. Business First Responders is produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network and can be enjoyed in the Offbeat Business app and podcast directories everywhere. contact Offbeat Business Media at 214-714-0495 for permission to use Business First Responder podcast content. Reproduction of Business First Responders or OPBM network content without prior approval is expressly prohibited.